This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week on the program, we're talking about guns, how Americans view them, how the government regulates them. And today, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to limit how some federal agencies deal with guns. The legislation is a rider in a larger measure to keep the government funded. That continuing resolution is now passed both chambers of Congress. If the president signs it, that averts a government shutdown. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it also restricts how government can monitor firearms.
These are the first gun-related provisions members of Congress have passed since 21st graders were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And while all of the public discussion is about new gun controls, these so-called policy writers very quietly do the opposite.
No, there was very little discussion.
Hal Rogers, a Kentucky Republican, is chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, which produced the bill that contains these writers. One dates back to the mid-1990s. The others have been around for 7 or 8 years, regularly included in spending bills like this one without any debate.
These are not new. These are general provisions that we've carried for a long time.
What is new is that the continuing resolution makes four of these riders permanent. The National Rifle Association didn't respond to a request for comment, but the group is the driving force behind these provisions. One rider prevents the Department of Justice from requiring gun dealers to conduct an inventory to see if guns are lost or stolen. Another requires the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to make it clear that any data from criminal traces on guns can't be used to draw broad conclusions about firearms-related crime. A couple deal with curios and relics, collectible guns. Connecticut Senator, Democrat Richard Blumenthal.
That restrict inventorying, information gathering, other practices that combat gun violence.
Blumenthal is pushing for new gun controls and changes to make it easier to enforce current laws. And he's no fan of these riders, but he voted for the continuing resolution anyway.
We were told that there was really no practical hope of changing the law this time, but next time we will certainly be more aggressive.
On the House side, Democrat Carolyn McCarthy has been fighting these provisions for years, but she too voted for the spending bill.
What's tough on this particular vote is, do we shut the government down?
Lawmakers like McCarthy, who oppose these riders, are up against a powerful lobby and congressional inertia, since they've functionally been the law of the land for years, and it would take an active effort to remove them. And in the case of the continuing resolution, negotiators had agreed to the riders before the Newtown shooting happened. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.